self-love and self-acceptance. Today's episode 2, and we will be talking about my morning mommy routine and all that it entails. I hope you enjoy this episode. So I thought this would be a really good topic to talk about my morning routine with the 3 kids, because I know that you guys have seen me on my social media, and I recently did this program with Andrew Saliba where she just kind of, it's called a Recenter Within, so she just kind of like sparked back my morning routine, my eating habits, my mindset, my exercise habits, all that. So I kind of did a little bit of a 360 with that, just to kind of kickstart after I had Stella. It's been a year now. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about my morning routine and what it looks like. Because I get a lot of messages from you guys saying, how do you manage your time with the kids? How do you manage your business? So I thought it would be a really good place to start with my morning routine. So basically, I just want to share that my morning routine looks different every fucking morning because I have 3 kids. It's a shit show in our house. So I don't know about you or if you can relate to that, but our place is a shit show all the time. There are good days, there are bad days, there are amazing days, there are days where I literally can't even get out of bed. So it depends. So I'll share the good days and I'll share the bad days so that you guys can relate and connect and know that it's okay to have all these different days. It's what basically for me, what matters the most is waking up and just trying your best that day. Tomorrow, you'll have a second chance, but just focus on the present moment. Don't focus on, oh, I should have did this today or I should have did that yesterday. It's definitely a really hard thing to master, but if you can really just be present and just focus on what you are currently doing, it will make your life as a mama way better. So on a good day, I go to the gym at 5 a.m. So I'm up at around 4:45, 4:30. This is on a good day. This is not every day. This is maybe twice a week. I'm hoping that it'll start being 3 to 4 times a week. That's my goal. That's my end goal. But right now I can only do twice a week because I'm tired. I'm exhausted. So I wake up at 4:30, literally get dressed, half asleep, get in my car, drive down to the gym, go to the gym. Half the time I barely don't know what I'm doing. I get my sister to send me exercise plans, but she's been pretty busy, but it has been paying off because my clothes have been fitting better. So let's just say a proud moment right there. So I go to the gym, work out, come back home, and I have all this free time because the kids aren't up till, 6:30, 6:45. Phil goes to work around 6, so I have to be home by that time, and that's part of the reason why I go so early in the morning. But I have this free time, so that's my time for me to journal. I do a little bit of a meditation. I don't sit in silence and try and control my thoughts. I have this app that Andrea actually recommended. It's called Shine. It's a guided meditation. It's someone that talks to you. It's literally, some are like 5 minutes, some are 12 minutes. So they don't have to be really long, but they just set an intention for the day. So I do my meditation. And then by that time, one of the kids is up and I basically start my day. I do notice that on the days that I wake up earlier than the kids, I'm in a way better mood. I have more patience for the kids and I'm happy when they wake up. As if on the days, that they wake me up, I'm just exhausted and I'm like, oh, I don't even want to get out of bed. So I do notice on those days, way, way happier mommy. So that's a plus. On my crappy or not so good days, I'm tired. I get the kids in bed with me. We have a TV in our room. I know it's, some people say it's a bad thing. We recently took it out and then we put it back in because with Stella waking up, or actually Vincenzo waking up so early, I don't want him to go in the living room and wake wake the rest of the kids up. So I just put on a show and I can just kind of relax and unwind, especially if we had a late night the night before. So that's what we do on another day. And then there are days where, you know, my middle one is up in the middle of the night because he had a bad dream. My eldest wet his bed. Stella decided that she's extra hungry, so she wants to feed in the middle of the night. And being a preemie, she's really only 9 months. So it's a lot of juggling your life and juggling your emotions. But I think that the best thing to do is to just be present in that moment and just go with it and really listen to your body and listen to what your body can handle for that day. If you feel good and you wake up in the morning and you're ready to, you know, work out and do your thing, do it. If your body's telling you, no, I'm tired, I need rest, do that. So I think the key thing for this episode is listen to your body, listen to yourself, and do what's best for you. So I hope you got a little nugget out of this, and